The Seattle Skyline, from above. Text, Hallmark Movies and Mysteries presents. Title, We Need a Little Christmas. Exterior of a home with a black car parked in the driveway. A photograph of Julie and her husband holding their baby. Text, Azriel Dalman. Julie moves from a kitchen sink over to her laptop.
Yes, I will meet you at 3.
She sends a message.
Okay, where did I put the...
She opens cabinets. She takes a jar of peanut butter from a toaster oven.
Okay.
Her son walks into the kitchen.
Good morning, sleepyhead. Are you ready?
Do I have to go to day camp?
Okay, look. I know we didn't plan for this, but Becca had to go home for the holidays, and I don't have anybody that can watch you on short notice.
I can watch myself.
Well, that wouldn't make me a very responsible mother. Now, would it? Besides, it's not just any day camp. It's Christmas day camp. Okay, there's going to be all kinds of fun activities, lots of kids to play with. Who knows, you might even make a new friend.
He shrugs.
Okay, get your backpack. We don't want to be late for your first day.
He moves away.
Okay, show me that smile.
He looks at her glumly. She winces.
Okay, we'll work on it.
They both leave the kitchen.
Let's go, let's go.
A neighbor sees them.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
It's a beautiful day.
Gorgeous.
Julie shuts the back car door.
Have a good day. You too.
She gets in the driver's door. Irene smiles at them. Gavin looks at the window at Irene as they back out. Irene waves at them.
Who is that lady?
Oh, I think that was our new neighbor.
What's her name?
I'm not sure. I haven't actually introduced myself.
Why not?
Well, I've just been busy getting us settled.
Gavin frowns.
Look, honey, I know that it's been hectic with the move and mommy running the business, but I promise as of tonight, all of that is going to change.
How?
Well, from now until Christmas, you and I are going to do all our favorite traditions. Miracle on 34th Street, skating at Bellevue, sledding at White Pass. Everything we always did with Dad. Sound good?
He looks out the window. Julie turns to look at him. She turns back to look at the road.
Welcome to Christmas day camp.
She parks behind another car.
Okay, we're here.
Gavin looks out and sees other kids.
Look, honey, I know you're nervous. It's natural. All you have to do is get through until 5 o'clock, and then we'll get our tree, and we'll decorate all night, and drink hot chocolate, eat extra marshmallows until our stomachs explode. Okay? All right. Let's get you checked in.
He nods glumly.
Good morning.
Irene, you're back again so soon. You're a saint.
I'm just doing my part. See you tomorrow.
Looking forward to it.
Irene, and what do we owe the pleasure today?
I just thought I'd see if I could interest anyone in a little homemade fruitcake. Happy holidays.
Irene smiles at Fireman.
Good morning, Irene. What have we got today?
Well, I have a couple of Christmas cards.
And a batch of those sugar cookies you said you like so much.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I've got something in here for you. Looks like it took quite the journey to get here.
It's from my grandson, Miles.
She opens an envelope. She shows a picture.
Look how handsome.
He's got those good genes.
Happy holidays to the best grandmother in the whole wide world. Exclamation point. Can't wait to be home for Christmas. Love, Miles.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Mm.
Julie walks on a sidewalk. She goes into a building labeled Sticks and Stones.
Hey, how was your weekend?
Oh, nothing too exciting. Still unpacking. We did manage to get some lights up in the yard, though.
Wait, that's exciting.
That's familiar, at least.
How'd it go at the camp?
Oh, heartbreaking. You should have seen his face.
Poor guy.
Yeah. I knew this first Christmas with just the two of us wasn't going to be easy, but I really hope that the holidays would lift his spirits a little bit.
Well, it's still early, and who knows, he might actually have a good time.
I hope so.
You know, I was thinking, I know how busy you've been with Gavin and running everything on your own. It's a lot for anybody.
Yeah, sure is.
And I mean, believe me, I'm happy to just be an employee, but If you ever need some help with some of the operations or networking for new clients, maybe even organizing some of this paperwork.
Yeah. Well, firstly, you are definitely more than just an employee. I mean, you helped Andrew and I build this company from the ground up. You are practically family at this point.
I appreciate that.
But as a part of this family, I
want to make sure that you have all the support that you need.
Well, thank you. You know, at this point, I really want to prove that I can handle this all on my own. And I know that it seems that I'm a little unorganized, but trust me, I have got everything under control. In fact, I have a meeting today with our newest client to close the deal.
The software company?
Yes. 2 floors of office space that we will redesign all on our own.
Well, that's great.
I know, right?
Okay, everyone. Thanks for gathering in. Today, we are going to be playing a lot of fun games.
And first, we're going to start off with a scavenger hunt.
Okay, I need everyone to find a partner, okay?
Hi, I'm Ryan. What's your name?
Gavin. Hey, do you want to be my partner for the scavenger hunt?
I don't really feel like it right now.
Okay, maybe later.
Maybe.
Okay. 'Tis the season to be jolly. La 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 la.
Now, I want you all to decide what we're going to deck the halls with, okay?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Irene plays piano.
The halls with Bowser.
Candy?
Candy! Bows of candy. Ba la 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 la. 'Tis the season to be.
Sandy?
Sandy! Christmas on the beach. I love that. All right.
'Tis the season to be Sandy.
And all together now.
Fa la 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 la.
Oh my goodness, that was fantastic! Why don't we give ourselves a round of applause?
Gavin watches kids applaud.
Who might want to join me for a little crafting?
Me!
Oh, good. Get up, let's head to the crafts room. Will you all help them? Okay.
All right, everyone follow me.
Irene looks over and sees Gavin at the door.
Now, everyone, we have so many supplies, and everything looks so beautiful, but you can use as much as you want. Well, this handsome face certainly looks familiar. Don't tell me. That's it. I was watching you in a movie last night.
No.
No? Okay, no, that's right. You're the lovely man who was helping me with my bags at the grocery store.
I'm not old enough to work.
Are you sure? Because you look awfully grown up to me.
You're our neighbor.
Oh, no, that's not it.
I saw you in the driveway.
Really? Well, let me get a better look here.
She kneels.
Put on my glasses and really check this out. Oh, my goodness. You're the young man who just moved in next door.
That's what I said.
Oh, well, I suppose it's time that we officially meet. I'm Irene. And what's your name?
Gavin.
She holds out her hand.
Well, it's not official unless we shake hands.
They shake.
What is this? What did you do?
I don't know.
Are you a magician?
No.
Are you sure?
I don't know where it came from.
Well, either way, this is for you.
She hands a candy cane to Gavin. A Seattle neighborhood from above.
This is Julie.
Hi, Julie. This is Sam from Total Software.
Sam, of course. I'm just on my way to your office right now.
About that. Sorry to do this so last minute, but something has come up on our end.
Oh, well, if it's just a scheduling issue, I am sure I can work something out.
It's a little bit more than that. Your plans are great, but unfortunately, we just got hit with some pretty heavy budget cuts over here.
Oh, well, if it's estimates are never cut in stone, if you're just as happy as I am, I'm sure we can work around all of that.
If it were up to me, I would have you gutting this place tomorrow. But I'm sorry, it's just not in the cards right now. I'll keep your number, though, and maybe we can talk again in a few months.
That'd be great.
Okay. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Julie hangs up her phone. She goes into a building labeled the Old Place.
Here we go. Bon appetit.
She goes to the bar.
Happy holidays. Can I interest you in something to drink to get you started?
Oh, well, I would love something stronger. But given the time of day, I would like to have a vanilla latte with an extra shot of espresso, please.
Ah, one of those days, huh?
That obvious?
Well, you work in the restaurant business long enough, you're pretty much a certified therapist. I'm Peter, by the way.
Julie,
nice to meet you. I'll get that latte for you.
Thank you.
She stares down and looks up.
So how have you enjoyed your first day at camp?
It's okay. I wanted to stay home with my babysitter, but she's in Ohio and my mom's working.
You know what I think? Nothing would make your mom happier after a hard day's work than a special gift from her son.
Like what?
Well, let's ask Randy Reindeer here. Hello, Kevin. So, do you want to make an ornament for your Christmas tree? No?
Oh, I know.
A macaroni necklace your mom can show to all of her friends.
Gavin smiles.
Go on.
Here we are. Vanilla latte, extra shot of espresso. And I think I found you something a little stronger. A slice of our world-famous chocolate lava cake on the house.
Oh, that's not necessary.
Hey, we all need a little kindness from strangers, especially this time of year.
Are you sure you're not going to get in trouble?
Oh, between me and you, that's one of the advantages of owning your own restaurant. You can't get in trouble anymore.
So you're the owner?
I am. One of our servers had a family emergency, and I figured after years of waiting on tables, I could hack it for a few more hours.
Well, that's very noble of you.
Oof, I don't know about noble. And to be honest, I'd much rather be out here on the floor instead of back room crunching numbers. It's not nearly as riveting as it sounds.
Believe me, I know. I lost my partner. I lost my business partner a year ago. He used to take care of all the finances, and now I'm dealing with all the expenses and the issues, and I was supposed to have this meeting with this huge client, and she just called, and, well, she canceled everything completely out of the blue.
Peter sighs. He shakes his head. Julie nods and looks at him.
You are very much like a therapist.
And I come with cake.
Which is incredible, by the way.
Right?
Yeah.
So what kind of clients are we talking about, if you don't mind my asking?
I do architectural design. So mainly private residences, retail, offices.
Restaurants?
Yeah, some. Have you ever been to Parlors on 8th Avenue?
Love Parlors.
We did that.
Huh.
What?
How would you feel about helping me give this place a little makeover?
Really?
Yeah, it's been in my family forever, and I've been thinking about making some changes of my own, and then you walk in the front door desperately seeking a new client.
Did I say desperate?
Not with words.
Fair enough.
But January is our slow season, and I bet if we got started right away, we could get the plans in order in time. I could meet as early as tomorrow.
Are you serious? You didn't even ask me what I charge.
You work in this business long enough, you see a lot of faces. I could tell who's going to be fair.
Okay. Sounds like I'll be seeing you tomorrow.
I look forward to it.
She smiles at him.
Hope you had a great day today, Gavin. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Hey, you're sure in a good mood.
I made a new friend.
You did?
See, I told you it would be better than you thought.
She helped me make this for you.
You made this for me?
Uh-huh.
Well,
she puts on a necklace.
This is exactly what I needed. Thank you.
Irene said you like it.
Irene, is that your new friend?
You know her.
I do.
She lives next door.
She's the woman we met this morning? She works here at the camp?
Yeah, she's really cool.
She is, huh?
Yeah. She plays piano and sings funny songs. Oh, and she made a candy cane come out of my hand.
Wow. Well, it sounds like you and I both had pretty good days. And it's about to get better. We're gonna go shopping for our Christmas tree, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Look, I know that you miss your dad. I miss him too. But we still have each other. We can make the best of it, all right?
Tell you what, I'll make you a deal. This year, you are officially in charge of picking the greenest, the most beautiful Christmas tree on the lot. Are you ready for that kind of responsibility?
Yeah.
You don't sound so sure.
I'm sure.
Well, that's good enough for me. Let's go.
Julie pulls into their driveway with a Christmas tree on top of the car.
Gavin, honey.
Irene.
Hello again.
I got to pick out our tree.
And it looks like you did an excellent job.
Hi, I'm Julie.
And I'm Irene. It's nice to finally meet you.
You too. I'm sorry it's taken so long. It's just been a little chaotic.
There's no need to apologize. I see you got your highly fashionable Christmas present.
I did. Thank you. How long have you volunteered at the camp?
Oh, a few years. A lot of years. Ever since my grandson moved out on his own. But I mean, the holidays just aren't the same without children around.
Mom?
Mm-hmm?
Can Irene help us decorate the tree?
Oh. Honey, I'm sure that Irene has plans of her own.
Yes, absolutely. You know, I have so much decorating to do inside. You all enjoy each other, and I'm sure we'll find a time to get together.
That would be great.
But we're gonna have hot chocolate with lots of marshmallows. Mom, please.
You know, there will be a lot of marshmallows, probably more than we can handle on our own. You're welcome to join us.
Oh. That would be lovely.
Julie smiles. Gavin smiles at her. He hangs an ornament on the tree.
Well, I can see we have ourselves quite the experienced decorator.
You know what was always his favorite part? He would stay up all night if we didn't stop him.
So where was home before you joined our little neighborhood?
It was just across town. But our last home became too much for us to handle. So, how long have you lived here?
I have lived here so long that in the beginning, I was a neighborhood. You see, my husband and I bought the first house on the block. There was not another soul for miles.
That must have been so nice.
It was. But you know, Julie, the older I get, the more I appreciate a little community. People willing to lend a helping hand every now and then.
Well, that's why I'm glad we finally had a proper introduction.
Me too.
Julie sighs. She picks up an ornament with a photo of Gavin and her husband inside.
Hey, honey. Do you remember this one? You decorated it with Dad at preschool.
Gavin stares at it.
I don't remember.
Irene looks at Julie quizzically. Gavin sits and takes a drink from a mug.
You know what I think we should do? Maybe we could put it in the center of the tree, and that way we can see it every time we
yes,
go by.
Exactly.
Great.
Irene hangs the ornament on the tree.
Perfect. Mom, can I have some more hot chocolate?
You need to be getting ready for bed.
Julie sits.
I want you to go upstairs, brush your teeth. I'll be there in a couple minutes, right?
Okay.
Okay, love you.
Gavin gets up.
Gavin, thank you so much for inviting me to join you.
Thank you for coming.
Well, you're quite welcome.
Good night, Irene.
Good night.
Julie looks over as Gavin leaves the room. Irene looks at Julie. The ornament hangs on the tree. Exterior of Julie's house at night.
I wanted to thank you for watching him today. I don't know how you did it, but you certainly made an impression.
It was my pleasure. Truth be told, I probably enjoyed it more than he did.
Well, I appreciate it. He's been having a hard time relating to other kids lately. We lost his father earlier this year, my husband.
Oh, I am so sorry.
Julie nods.
I know how hard that can be. I lost my Walter 20 years ago, and sometimes it still feels like yesterday.
It's just that we had so many memories, you know, especially around the holidays. We both went all out, you know. And I know that Gavin misses him so much. But every time I try to talk to him, he just shuts down.
If I were you,
I would not be hard on myself. It's not easy for a kid that age to put these complicated feelings into words. I had something similar with my grandson, Miles.
You did?
Yes. My daughter and her husband were career military. So Miles came to live with us, and then they went on tour. And they didn't come back.
I'm so sorry.
So Miles became ours. And then when he was about the age that Gavin is right now, Walter passes. And that little boy was the only family I had left.
That must have been so hard.
Well, the first year was the hardest. Because here I am, you know, I am really grieving for myself. And then I have this confused, beautiful little child expecting me to provide, to love. And I really do know how scary this can be.
So what did you do?
Walter made sure that I was taken care of, but I wanted Miles to have every opportunity. So I needed extra money, and I decided to go back to work. And let me tell you, that was no walk in the park for a stage actress in her 50s.
So you were an actress?
I was in this touring company when I was younger, and if something was like a big hit on Broadway, then we would take it out on the road.
So I guess I should be asking for your autograph.
Oh, no. Anyway, that's all part of the past. So I had to figure out what I was going to do and take advantage of any opportunity, any production or magic show.
Oh, wow.
I worked at the senior citizens' homes, and I worked at after-school programs. And guess what? It paid for his medical school.
That's amazing.
And as time went on, everything got easier for both of us. With a little encouragement and patience, he went from being a little boy who hardly spoke a word to being the joy of my life.
Are you still close?
Of course. I mean, as close as we can be now that he's all grown up and out on his own. You've never seen... I want to show you a photograph one day.
Oh, okay.
I'm not showing off. I'm sorry. Where is it? There. This is him at his high school graduation.
Oh, he's so handsome.
And now he's a doctor in the military, and I never know where he's going to be next. Right now, he's in South America.
How often do you see him?
Well, we talk all the time, and we FaceTime. But he is home every Christmas.
He must be so excited.
Julie stares at Irene. Exterior of her house at night.
I'm doing my very best. But it's the hardest thing I've ever done, and I miss you every minute of every day.
Julie holds up a photo of her and her husband.
I feel so alone. I don't know how I'm gonna do this without you.
Gavin looks at her from the doorway. He moves away. He plays with a toy.
Hey, bud. All right. Let me smell that breath.
Julie leans over him. She nods.
Good job.
She gets up and sets his toy in a basket. She sits back next to Gavin on his bed.
Mom.
Mm-hmm.
I love you.
She looks at him with emotion.
Sweetie. I love you too.
She kisses him on the forehead.
Did you have fun tonight?
He nods.
Good. Because I know this house isn't the same as the old one, but I think it's starting to come together.
Maybe this house is better than our old one.
Really?
Well, our old house didn't have an Irene. And this one does.
You've got a point.
Maybe she can come over again tomorrow.
Yeah, well, I don't know, honey. We have a pretty busy schedule of our own. But you will definitely see her tomorrow at camp, okay?
Okay.
Now, into bed. Let's go.
Sweet dreams, honey.
She tucks him in and kisses him on the forehead. She walks to the bedroom door and turns out the light. Gavin goes to sleep. Exterior of Irene's house. Family photos on a mantle. She opens the trunk. She picks up a hat and looks at it and nods. Julie pulls her car up to the camp area.
There she is.
Hey, someone's chipper this morning. Okay, don't forget, we're gonna watch Miracle on 34th Street tonight and all the popcorn you can eat.
I know.
Okay, have fun.
I will.
Bye.
She waves to Gavin as he gets out. Julie walks into Sticks and Stones.
Good morning.
Hey,
how'd the meeting go yesterday?
It didn't.
They called on the last minute and canceled, but you'll never guess what happened after that.
I'm listening.
Well, after the phone call, I was so stressed out that I walked into this random restaurant, met the owner. Turns out he's been looking to make some changes. So, long story short, guess who will be redesigning it?
Wow, now that is a Christmas miracle.
I know, right? And it's really cute. It's been in his family for a long time, so it has history and charm. He just needs a little bit of help bringing it into the 21st century.
Wait, is he kind of tall with dark curly hair?
Yeah, why?
I think he might be standing at our door.
She and Nadine see Peter at the door.
Yes, that's him.
Julie waves to him. He holds up two coffees.
Should we maybe open it?
Yep, I think that's the most appropriate thing to do.
Nadine looks puzzled as Julie walks to the door.
Good morning. I thought we were meeting at the restaurant.
Yes, but then I looked up the office and I saw that you were on the way, so I thought I'd hop in and see if you wanted to walk over with me. And I brought you one of these. Vanilla latte with an extra shot of espresso, right?
Good memory. Thank you.
He smiles as he hands her a cup.
Yes, let me introduce you. Peter, this is Nadine. Nadine, this is our newest client, Peter.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Pleasure to meet you. Ooh.
We're just going through a little transition with our filing system at the moment.
Of course.
You know, I think a early morning walk would actually be a lovely thing to do.
Julie puts on her jacket.
Ready to head out?
Ready when you are.
All right.
Peter waves to Nadine. She waves back.
What are you going to do today?
Well, I thought today you could play with some of these kids that are closer to your own age.
Why?
Because it might be more fun than hanging out with a boring old lady every day.
You're not boring. You're more fun than the kids at my school.
Well, I appreciate that. But I might not be able to be here every day, and it might be nice to have some new friends, you know, a little backup. Look at that. They're about to race. What do you think?
Gavin shrugs at Irene.
You know, my grandson went to this very same camp when he was about your age.
He did?
Mm-hmm. And for the first few days, he stayed to himself. Too nervous to talk to anybody, afraid of what they might think of him.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But...
she opens a bag.
But he found a little secret.
A hat?
Oh, no. This is not just any old hat. This is a captain's hat. And I think he'd want you to have it. So come on, try it on. Come on.
Gavin takes the hat. He takes off his hat and puts it on.
Wow. Do you know what happens when you're a captain?
No.
You don't ever have to be afraid of anything.
He smiles.
All right, we need one more team captain. Anybody see a captain? Young man, you look like a captain. Why don't you come on over and pick out your team?
I think they could really use you.
He goes over to the group.
Now we're talking. So, who do you pick?
Pick me, pick me.
I want to be on this team. I pick...
kids raise their hands.
Ryan.
Ryan, come and join your team. Okay.
Irene smiles. Peter and Julie walk into his restaurant.
There we go. Hey, Mr. and Mrs. Olson. So nice to see you, as usual.
Hey there, Peter.
Did Tyler get those college admission letters in?
He did. Thank you for asking.
Sure. Well, with parents like you, any school would be lucky to have him.
You're so sweet. He's a real keeper.
Oh no, we're just working.
together.
Julie's just helping us out with some renovations we'll be doing here in the new year. Well, enjoy, and happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks. Sorry about that.
Oh, that's fine. I think it's really sweet that you have that kind of relationship with your customers.
Oh, yeah, I've got a lot of regulars here. Some of them I've known since I was a little kid, just from hanging around with my dad.
Is he still around?
No, unfortunately, he passed away last year.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. This restaurant has been in our family for 75 years.
Wow. Well, by the time we're done with it, it'll be ready for another 75.
Perfect.
So, I suggest we start with the overall layout, and then we get into the details, the decor, the lighting.
Oh, excuse me for 1 second. Hey, I got you. There we go.
He goes to tend to a customer. Ryan hops down a track with her legs in a sack. A crowd cheers. Gavin gets in the sack and races. Ryan cheers him on. He hops back towards Ryan. Irene and a camp counselor smile. Gavin hands Ryan a gift. Irene watches them and smiles. Exterior of Peter's restaurant. Julie looks around inside the restaurant. She opens a cabinet and sees a dartboard inside.
Sorry about that. It's a never-ending job here.
Oh, no problem. Gave me a chance to take a look around.
My dad and I used to play with this every day after school. I don't think anyone's touched it in years.
That doesn't necessarily mean you have to get rid of it.
No?
No, this place is full of memories. You have so much family history here. People are going to love that. They're drawn to it.
You think so?
Definitely. We don't have to get rid of it. We just have to find a way to incorporate it. Honor it.
She looks over at a clock.
What's the story with the clock?
Oh. My great-grandpa actually brought that with him from Italy.
My dad used to say every time it went off, it was a little reminder that he was still watching over everything. And now every time I see it, it kind of makes me think of him, you know?
Does it still work?
No, I've been meaning to get it fixed up, but something more urgent always seems to get in the way.
Right. So, the clock and the dartboard stay. What else?
What else?
Peter shows her other things in the restaurant. They stand next to a jukebox. Peter presses buttons on it. He dances.
Oh, come on.
I don't dance.
I hope you like salmon, because this is the freshest salmon in the city.
Peter, you didn't have to do that.
I did. You haven't eaten all day. Besides, how are you really going to capture the essence of the restaurant if you don't try the food?
So this is part of the job?
Absolutely.
He sits across from her at a table.
Hey. Buon appetito.
She takes a bite of the salmon. She looks satisfied.
Wow. This might be the best salmon I've ever tasted. What is on this?
Family recipe. I'm sworn to secrecy.
I'll respect that.
So I think it's pretty obvious how I got into my business. How'd you get into yours?
Well, I've always loved building. And my father was a contractor, so when all the other little girls were playing with their dollhouses, I was building a life-size one in my backyard. And I met my husband in college, and we built a business together and had a son.
He stares at her. She stares at him.
Anyway, he passed away a year ago.
I'm so sorry.
My carefully constructed life just kind of fell apart, and I've been trying to put it back together. And you weren't kidding about the whole therapist thing.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean
no,
to.
No, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have. And my point is that I have been doing this for a very long time, and we will have no problem giving this the update it deserves.
Yeah, I have no doubt. And speaking of business.
Yes.
I'm having a little holiday thing here on Friday. It's just a little open house for local business owners. It might be a great opportunity for you to make some connections.
Yeah, okay, maybe.
All right.
It's just that with the holidays and my son, I it's hard to find time.
Of course.
But maybe.
Okay. I should probably go get ready for the dinner rush.
Wait, what time is it?
Just after 5.
No.
Is everything okay?
I'm supposed to be picking up my son right now.
Oh, right.
But this was a great start. We will meet up first thing tomorrow morning.
Sounds good. Okay.
She gets up from the table and puts on her jacket. Gavin plays a game of Monopoly. Irene answers her phone.
This is Irene. Hi, Irene. This is Julie from next door.
Julie, of course.
You don't happen to still be at the day camp, do you?
As a matter of fact, I am sitting inside with a very charming young man as we speak. It's your mom.
Hi, Mom.
Oh, great. You're with him. I have a new client and I lost track of time. I've never been late to pick him up before.
Oh, well, no worries. We're managing to keep ourselves pretty entertained, aren't we?
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you. We were supposed to go to Miracle on 34th Street at the movies, but I have to go by and get some new samples and stop by the office. I'll figure something out.
You know, if it would be easier for you, I'm happy to take him home with me for a few hours while you finish up.
Oh, no. I can take him with me.
Well, it's up to you, but I have a lot of things to do at home, and I could use a little helper.
Really? You know what? If it wouldn't be too inconvenient, that would be wonderful.
Absolutely not.
Okay, well, thank you. Bye.
Julie hangs up her phone. She continues to walk. Exterior of Irene's house at night.
You did all that yourself?
I did, but we're just getting started.
We are?
Yes. Miles is coming home in 4 days. We've got to get the inside looking as festive as the outside.
What's that?
Irene opens a box.
That's a Christmas train.
Cool.
It is pretty cool, isn't it? It was the first present I ever gave him, and I bring it out every year.
How come?
It's just tradition. A reminder that no matter how far he travels or how old he gets, when he comes home, we always honor his childhood traditions.
Can I build it for him?
I think that would be lovely.
Julie parks her car in her driveway. Irene and Gavin dance together. Julie knocks at Irene's door. A toy train in Irene's house.
Hello? Anyone home?
Julie walks in.
Oh, wow. Those are some sweet moves. Oh, you two have certainly been busy.
Mom.
Yeah?
Did you see the train? I put it together all by myself.
So good, honey.
And Irene taught me how to make the snowflakes.
Wow, those look good. In fact, this whole place looks incredible.
I always go overboard when Miles is coming home.
Wow, he is definitely going to love this.
Oh, thanks.
Okay, honey, go get your stuff. You can tell me about your night when we get home.
Okay.
I just wanted to thank you again for watching him. You know what happened tonight, that's never happened before.
When you are raising a kid by yourself, that's never happened before becomes a regular phrase in your world.
Well, I just wanted everything to be perfect this year.
Take it from someone who knows, someone who's been there. If you're worrying about being perfect all the time, well, you're gonna miss out on all the surprises.
Well, I think we've had enough surprises for this year.
Of course.
Okay, you ready, honey?
Ready.
Thanks again, young man.
Gavin walks over and hugs Irene.
Oh.
She hugs him. Julie looks on unsmiling. Irene smiles at Gavin.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay.
Well, thanks again.
Oh, anytime, my dear, anytime.
Let's go,
bye.
Irene smiles as they leave.
Hi, Irene.
Hi.
You're looking awfully spry this morning.
You know, I am quite energized.
Well, it's always lovely to see you.
Happy holidays, dear.
Merry Christmas, Irene.
Oh.
Irene walks away after dropping off a food donation. She looks at her phone and sees it's Miles calling.
Well, this is a pleasant surprise.
Hey, Grandma.
I didn't expect to see this handsome face until tomorrow. Are you all packed and ready to go?
Not exactly. We had a last-minute surgery come in this morning.
Well, I hope everything went all right.
Everything went fine, but I'm gonna have to keep an eye on him for the next 24 hours.
Well, he's very lucky to have you as a doctor. You can just take a later flight and I'll be there the second you land.
Yeah, there's a bit of an issue with that.
What's the problem?
The last flight off the island before Christmas is tonight.
I see.
I tried to get someone to cover for me. We're just spread really thin already. I'm sorry.
Well, I know you did your very, very best, so there's no need to say sorry.
I should head back. Maybe we can do a video call on Christmas Eve.
That would be lovely.
I'll talk to you later, Grandma.
I love you.
Love you too.
Irene stares at her phone glumly. She stands with her arms at her side. Exterior of Peter's restaurant.
So, what do you think?
Honestly?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's incredible.
Really?
I mean, it does everything you said it would do. The history, open space, the modern feel.
Well, for now, it's just a model.
Hey, if it looks half this good in real life, I will be one happy customer.
Great. So we are still pushing for the first week of January, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, I better get busy making some orders.
Actually, it's a little embarrassing for me to say, but I was wondering if you could maybe do me a little favor.
Oh, okay.
Well, I donate to this toy drive every year, but honestly, I always feel so lost. I have no idea what the kids are into these days. And I really don't want to be that guy giving out the lamest presents again.
Well, kids can definitely be a little bit tricky.
Well, I was thinking maybe you might want to join me, give me a few pointers.
Sure.
Really?
Yeah, it's for a good cause. Why not?
Yeah, it's for the kids.
It's for the kids.
Yeah.
A foosball table. Gavin throws bean bags through the holes in a wooden snowman. Ryan throws bean bags after he's finished. Gavin walks towards Irene.
Hello, young man.
Where have you been?
I had a little extra business this morning.
Business?
I got a call from a grandson.
The one with the train?
That's right. He works far, far away on a little tiny island. And he's not going to be able to make it home for Christmas this year.
Are you sad?
I am sad, actually.
He sits next to her on a couch. He looks over at her.
I get sad too sometimes.
She looks at him.
You do?
He nods.
My dad isn't going to be here for Christmas either.
You know, sometimes when we feel like this, the best thing to do is to say it out loud.
It is?
Yep. And I'm glad you're here to listen to me. And I'm glad that I'm here to listen to you.
He looks at her and nods.
Everything's been really different without him.
Different is hard.
He nods.
My mom wants to do all the stuff we did with Dad. I know she misses him. Sometimes it just makes me sadder.
That's a tough one. Have you told her how you feel?
He shakes his head.
Why not?
I don't want to hurt her feelings.
She nods.
Well, I'm glad you told me.
He breathes in and looks ahead.
But what I really want is to find her the perfect Christmas present.
Oh?
That's how my dad always made her happy. Maybe I can do it too.
I am sure that your dad would be so proud of the thoughtful young man that he raised.
Will you help me?
I'm sure that if the two of us put our heads together, we're gonna come up with something really good.
He smiles at her.
But right now, the two of us need to have some fun. Because we have a score to settle with that snowman over there. What do you think?
Oh, he's so smart.
I know. Let's do it. Let's get ready. Here we go.
Oh, one thing about kids, you cannot go wrong with cars.
Isn't that a little old school?
No, trust me, it spans generations. My son will play with this bus for hours.
See? I would be completely lost without you.
I won't disagree with that.
Wait, so tell me about Gavin and his neighbor.
I don't know. It's nothing, actually. She's pretty great. They were dancing the other night. In fact, I don't remember when he's been so carefree.
Peter looks at Julie.
Okay, so remind me what the problem is again?
Well, I just had this whole schedule of family traditions planned, and we were going to bond over the holidays. It's not really working out that way.
Okay, well, last time I checked, it wasn't Christmas yet.
That's true.
Oh.
He holds up a stuffed toy.
That's good.
So, why don't you guys go out and do something spontaneous today?
Actually, I would. It's just, we have so much work to do if we're going to start those renovations in January.
Sure, but this is definitely not part of it. I mean, you're just out here helping me out of the kindness of your heart. Or pity. But either way, the least I can do is push a start date so you can go spend some quality time with your son at Christmas.
Are you sure you don't mind?
Yeah, the restaurant's been there for ages. It can wait an extra day.
Okay.
Okay, do that.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, we'll get him.
Thank you.
Have fun.
I think we can save the floors, but I want to use the same stain we used on the Colonial.
The chestnut.
Right.
Putting it in right now.
Oh, and can you check the prices on those tables from Alonzo?
Yeah, I already asked him. I got the list from your email. I promise you, the whole world won't fall apart if you take one afternoon off.
Okay, I appreciate it.
I know. Now stop working.
Nadine hangs up her phone and looks at the large stack of mail. Three houses from above. Julie walks through a door.
Irene, hi.
Julie, is everything all right?
Yeah, everything's fine. I was going to pick Gavin up early. Do you know where he is?
He and Ryan joined a little nature walk.
Oh, who's Ryan?
It's one of his newest friends. Oh, they are two peas in a pod.
Julie smiles.
That's sweet.
Irene smiles at her.
He was feeling a little down earlier. But I think when he cleared his head about his dad, it was good. He felt better.
I'm sorry. What do you mean?
Julie moves closer.
Well, I know that you told me that he was having a hard time, you know, talking about his father, sharing his feelings about him. And today, he started to open up to me a bit.
Did he?
He shared with me that he understands that the old family traditions are important to you, but they are very hard for him to handle. And
he said that to you?
I didn't mean to overstep.
Look, I know that you're trying to help, and you're coming from a good place, and he's obviously comfortable talking to you, but he is still my son. And when it comes to his father, that is something that I will handle on my own.
Irene's jaw drops. Julie looks at her sternly and turns away.
Julie,
Julie leaves. Irene stares off with her arms crossed. Julie drives along the road. Two pairs of ice skates in the back.
This is exciting, isn't it?
Gavin looks out the window.
Hey, remember last year when your dad and I raced you around the rink and he was out taking it very seriously and then you just zipped in between everybody? That makes you the reigning champion, and you know what that means. I'm coming for that title today. Okay, sweetie, you gotta talk to me. If you don't tell me how you feel, I can't help you.
Irene shows today.
What?
Her Christmas show.
Julie sighs.
Okay. Honey, I know you like Irene, but she's a grown woman and she has her own life and we have to give her some space every now and again.
But she doesn't have any family.
Yes, she does. She has a grandson and he'll be here in a couple of days.
He's not coming.
What?
She told me at camp. right before you got there.
She sighs again. She pulls over and stops the car.
I'm sorry, I didn't know. I wanted us to have a really fun day, just the two of us.
Why do we have to do everything we did with Dad?
Well, I don't know. I just thought that maybe if we could keep the tradition alive, it would feel like he was still here.
Gavin looks down.
Does that make it harder for you?
He looks up at her and nods.
Okay. You know, honey, you never have to be afraid to tell me anything. No matter what it is, I am always here for you. Okay?
Okay.
Good.
She turns the car around and pulls away.
Wait, what are you doing?
I think it's time that we started a new tradition.
We're going to Irene's show.
Thanks, Mom.
You're welcome, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the grand finale. Put your hands together and give a warm welcome for Irene the Great.
Julie and Gavin take their seats. Irene comes on stage in a top hat. She hands her hat to an assistant. She and Gavin wave to each other. She does a magic trick and reveals a flower bouquet. She puts her arm through a cylinder. She sets it down and pulls fabric from it.
Ladies and gentlemen, who has the courage to come up here and have a magic moment with Irene the Great? Do I have a volunteer in the house? Oh, yes, young man, please join me.
Gavin stands and walks towards the stage. He walks on stage.
Now, we are going to levitate this table. Focus, ladies and gentlemen, and Gavin, let's do this. Right?
Irene and Gavin lift up the table.
And I have a surprise for you. A candy cane.
Julie looks on and smiles. They set the table back down.
Wasn't he absolutely brilliant, ladies and gentlemen? Thank you so much, Gavin. Thank you. And now we're going to have our final magic moment, ladies and gentlemen. But in order for it to happen, I'm going to need all of your Christmas spirit. Will you give me that?
The crowd applauds.
Are we ready? Ladies. Abracadabra! Christmas is near!
Santa Claus is revealed.
Santa!
Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Julie hugs Gavin and kisses him on the head. Irene and Santa and her assistants take a bow. A city street at night, from above. Irene and Gavin embrace.
This is a pleasant surprise.
That was great.
Well, thank you, young man. You were a great assistant.
Thank you.
I wasn't expecting to see you here.
Yeah. Well, we had a little opening in our schedule.
Irene smiles and nods at Julie.
Honey? Why don't you go get a snack?
Okay.
Gavin walks off.
Gavin told me about Miles. I'm sorry, I didn't know.
Oh, that's all right. I was just happy to see a couple of familiar faces in the crowd.
Irene, I owe you an apology.
Oh, no. No. It's not necessary.
It is. You were just trying to help, and I completely overreacted.
No, you were right. I had no right to interfere.
But I'm so glad that you did. I was so worried that he wasn't going to express himself, and then when he finally did, I think it was just hard for me to accept that it wasn't to me.
And no one would blame you for that.
You know, when Andrew got sick, my parents weren't there, and we had friends, but to be honest, I just felt alone.
Mm-hmm. I know, and that's hard.
And then it was just Gavin, me, and I felt as though the world was just resting on my shoulders, and I felt like if I didn't do everything all by myself, then I wasn't good enough.
And I certainly know how that feels.
You do?
It was the same way with Miles and me. When someone wanted to help, give me advice about my grandson, oh boy, did they regret it.
Julie smiles.
But the more I had to work, the more I had to juggle things, I realized how impossible that is.
So what did you do?
Eventually, I had to trust the people around me, the ones who really care.
Julie nods.
Right.
Miles will always be my grandson, and I'm very proud of who he's become, but that took a whole village. I could never have done that on my own.
I think I'm still trying to figure that all out.
You're doing fine.
Mom?
Hey.
Can Irene go ice skating with us tomorrow?
Oh.
Well, I'd love to join you, but I actually have a little event tomorrow.
What kind of event?
It's this little group I'm a part of. Every year we get together and we put together baskets for children whose parents are serving overseas.
Wow.
Like presents?
Exactly.
Can we come? Mom's really good at presents.
Oh, you should go skating and enjoy all the Christmas festivities.
We'd love to come, wouldn't we?
Gavin nods.
If you'll have us, of course.
Irene smiles. The Seattle skyline from above.
What's next?
10-year-old girl, father in the Air Force.
I don't know what 10-year-old girl's like.
The rainbow unicorn. She'll love that.
Really?
Listen, I'm warning you, if you don't slow down, they're going to ask you back next year.
Well, I may just take them up on that.
Mom.
Yes?
Keep them coming.
Okay. Stuffed animal, preferably something exotic. The monkey, good idea.
Easy call.
Yeah, it is. Good job, buddy.
This is fun.
Julie, Irene, and Gavin fill gift baskets. Julie carries one to a table.
Okay.
She looks over at a bulletin board. She walks up to it and looks at a photo.
Excuse me.
Hello there.
Hi, I'm Julie. I don't think we've met. I'm Irene's friend.
Irene, of course. Well, we appreciate your help.
It's no problem. I know this sounds a little odd, but I was wondering if you could help me find some information.
Peter walks into a room with a large stuffed animal.
Hey, Peter.
Hey. Fancy meeting you here.
Yes, it is certainly unexpected. Honey, this is Peter. He's one of my clients at work. Peter, this is my son, Gavin.
You're the famous Gavin. It's an honor to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Wait a minute. Is this the toy drive we were shopping for?
Yeah. My brother's in the Air Force, so this is just my little way of giving back every year. Do you have family in the military?
No, my neighbor does. The one I was telling you about, we just sort of tagged along.
The man of the hour!
Irene, it is lovely to see you, as always.
They hug.
I'm sorry you two know each other.
Oh, yeah. Irene's been coming by the restaurant since I was younger than him. She knew my dad.
Yeah, the best pork chops in town. And the kindest owner.
Oh, well, I certainly try. And Julie has been helping us with the renovations of the restaurant.
You're kidding?
Hmm?
Well, I can't wait to see how that turns out.
Yeah, she has been pretty great.
Julie smiles at Peter.
I should hit the road. I've got to get ready for the big open house tonight.
Great.
And the invitation still stands.
I appreciate it, but I think I'll have my hands full with this guy tonight.
All right. Thank you for everything you do. Okay, bye.
Bye.
You know, after all this hard work, it wouldn't be unreasonable for someone to want to take the night off. Perhaps to join a certain someone at a certain party.
It's just a client.
But you all seem to get along, and there's nothing wrong with going out and having a nice little night out with other grown-ups.
I don't know. I haven't been out with other grown-ups in a really long time.
Well, take it from someone who has. They're just children in fancier clothes.
Irene looks at Julie.
When I first lost my husband, I didn't want to talk to or see another person for months. But having Miles in my life taught me a lesson that I will never forget.
Really? What?
That if I wanted to show him how to have a happy, full life, the first thing I had to do was learn for myself. So go out and remember what it feels like to enjoy yourself, and we will be there when you get back.
Julie and Irene look at each other. Julie looks over at Gavin and back at Irene. People walk into Peter's restaurant. Guests stand around and talk in the restaurant. Julie walks in.
How things, Oh, could you excuse me just for a second? Thanks. Hey.
Hi.
You came.
I did.
I almost didn't recognize you.
I'm not sure how to take that.
Oh, dude, sorry. That did not come out right. You look great.
Thank you.
Come on. I'll introduce you to some people.
Okay.
Hi.
What do you want to do?
Maybe we could make some popcorn and pop in Christmas movie.
What's that?
Oh, that's something that I took out for Miles.
Is there treasure inside?
Sort of. Go ahead.
What is the stuff?
Those are memories.
Memories?
Mm-hmm. I made that for Miles when he was about your age. He was having a hard time without his mom. And we decided that we needed a very, very special place to keep all their memories together.
Whoa! What is this thing?
We'll talk about that another day. But right now, you see that cupboard?
Yeah.
The bottom drawer?
Okay.
Any movie is fair game.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Diane, I need you to meet someone. This is Julie, the designer I was telling you about.
Pleasure to meet you.
Hello.
I hear you two have some pretty exciting plans for our favorite little restaurant here.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Oh, she's just being modest.
I run a little day spa a few blocks over, and we've been talking about a full remodel for a while now. It's just hard to pull the trigger.
Yeah, well, change is never easy, but in my experience, it's usually worth it in the long run.
Do you have a card?
Yes, I do.
Here, I'll give you mine.
Oh, great.
Okay?
Yeah, I was just getting a little air. I think I met more people tonight than I have in the last 10 years. And I don't remember the last time I've danced.
Well, you're a fantastic dancer. I'm glad you came. I can't believe the neighbor you were telling me about is Irene.
I know, small world, right?
Very.
Yeah, that whole thing was a little silly. I think it was just hard for me to see Gavin getting close to someone other than me.
It's understandable.
Maybe. But I was making it about myself. The truth is, he's much happier since he met her, and that's all that matters to me.
She's a very special woman.
She is. And you know, I feel so terrible for her. She's been waiting to see her grandson for a year.
Miles.
Yeah.
He's a great guy. She talks about him all the time.
And right now, he is on an island 2,000 miles away, and she's trying to act like it's all okay, but I can see how heartbroken she is. We just need to find a way to bring him home. I'm sorry.
haven't been to a party in a year, and I'm going on and on about Gavin and Irene. I'm pretty sure there's somebody more interesting you could be talking to.
No, I think it's kind of sweet. Besides, part of what I love about the restaurant business. You never know when a total stranger is going to walk through your door and completely change your life for good.
Yeah, well, she has certainly done that. And
yes.
I just hope that we can make her Christmas as special as she's made ours.
Something tells me you'll find a way.
Well, it's getting late.
Yep.
We have a big day tomorrow. We're going to pick out the wallpaper for the dining room.
Definitely. Let me walk you to your car.
Oh, no, that's fine. It's just across the street. But hey, thank you for tonight. It was nice.
It was nice. I'm glad you had a good time.
Good night, then.
Good night.
Peter smiles at Julie as she walks away. Julie walks up to Irene's house and knocks and goes in. Irene and Gavin sit on the couch.
Hey.
Hey. Oh, you fell asleep. We just finished watching Miracle on 34th Street.
Did he pick it?
Yeah, he said it was his favorite.
Julie looks at Gavin lovingly.
Well, I should probably get him home.
Oh, no. Let him sleep. You have a party to tell me about.
Well.
She smiles at Irene.
How did it really go?
Well, other than the shooting pain in my feet, it was actually pretty fun.
Oh.
And I think that Peter may have introduced me to the entire west side of town.
Well, I'm not surprised. I can blab on to him for hours, and he just stands there and listens. And not in that phony kind of, you know, I just want your business kind of a way. No. Now, I know that you probably are not thinking about this at all, but I gotta tell you, a man like that does not come into your life very often.
I know.
Julie nods.
And I like him. I really do. I think that he's kind and generous. And that he truly cares about how people are doing.
Irene smiles at her.
I just honestly don't know if I'm ready yet. Andrew and I had a lot of memories. And I know I'm supposed to be working for a future and make new memories. I don't want the other ones to fade.
Irene shrugs and looks down. Julie smiles. Exterior of Irene's house at night. Irene walks over to a box and opens the lid. A stuffed animal and a cassette tape and other things are inside. She stares off.
Yeah, hi. No, they already transferred me into that department. I know there aren't any other flights until after Christmas. I was just, there's got to be another way that we could... No, I understand. Thanks for helping. Bye.
Julie hangs up her phone.
You're perfect. All right, I'll have her call you as soon as she gets in.
Nadine hangs up her phone.
Morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, good. Just, you know, getting the day started. Is there anything?
Oh, wow. I know you said you wanted to take care of it, but with everything that's going on with Gavin and the holidays, I thought I'd give you a head start.
Is this everything?
No, it's just the stuff that I thought that you should look at.
Okay.
You might find this particularly interesting.
Julie opens an envelope. She sees a check for $5,000.
$5,000?
Yeah, that's the final payment on the Colonial job. It's just been sitting here.
Oh, well, this is definitely going to your Christmas bonus this year.
Oh, and I have a message from Diane Hargrove. She said she has a day spa and wants to talk about renovations in the new year.
Huh.
Well, look, I know you're already pretty busy with the restaurant, but I thought maybe between you and me, we could make it work.
Julie looks down as Nadine looks at her pleadingly.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
You do?
In fact, why don't you take the lead on this one?
Wait, are you sure?
I'm positive. I'm sorry it's taken me so long. I think I was so focused on the partner that I lost that it's hard to see the partner sitting right across from me. From now on, it's you and me together, okay?
Okay.
They hug.
Except for with the accounting, that's going to be all you.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Gavin sits at a table with other kids.
Gavin? Do you remember when you asked me to help you find a present for your mom?
Uh-huh.
Well, I think I've come up with an idea.
What is it?
Do you remember Miles's memory chest?
Yeah.
So, I thought that you could make one of those for your mom.
Great idea. I think that's perfect.
Peter and Julie walk out of an art supply store.
So, now that we've finished the planning phase, what are your plans for Christmas?
Well, on Christmas Eve, I'm having a little dinner with some old high school friends.
Sounds nice.
Yeah, we do it every year just to keep in touch.
Hmm.
How about you?
Gavin and I are going to Irene's for Christmas Eve dinner.
That sounds like it'll be fun.
Yeah, it'll be good for him. Well, for both of us.
You still trying to get Miles home for Christmas?
Trying is the key word.
Not going so well?
I have called the hospital. I've called the airlines. Hey, you don't happen to be super wealthy and own your own private jet, do you?
Ooh, I did this morning.
Oh.
Fortunately, I had to pawn it off because someone convinced me to buy this expensive imported Italian wallpaper.
Well, you definitely made the right decision, but still not super helpful.
Maybe there's another way.
Julie stops and turns.
What do you mean?
You seem to be calling the airlines and all these people outside the country, but well, maybe we have to think more locally.
I've called pretty much everyone I could think of.
What about the party?
What about it?
That was a party with some of the most influential business leaders in our community. And I saw you get at least 20 business cards.
I know, but those people are practically strangers to me.
Maybe it's a long shot, but Miles and Irene have been a part of this community forever. If anybody at that party could help us out, I'm sure they'd be more than happy to.
Wait, did you just say us?
Well, unless you want to make all those calls on your own.
No, help me, please.
Okay, you lead the way.
All right.
All right.
Irene leans over towards Gavin as he sits at a table.
No, I realize it's unlikely that Adele would have those kind of connections. We're just calling everyone that we can. I will definitely stop by and try that prosciutto. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
No luck.
Just a discount on deli meats. You?
I'm still on hold. Keep trying. Yes, I'm still here. Okay, it's a cargo company. You're kidding. Do they take passengers? Well, it's a military hospital. No, that would be amazing. Please do. Okay, I will call you right back. Thank you.
What was that?
You're not going to believe this.
My customer, Sandy, runs a cargo company. They have a ship that makes runs down to South America. It is loading up on Miles' island as we speak.
You're kidding me.
All he has to do is make it to the ship by 5 p.m. and he could be on the mainland before midnight.
Wait, what mainland?
Santos.
Call Miles. I'm looking for a ticket.
On it.
Julie pumps her fists. She and Gavin walk out to her car.
What are you looking at?
That is private information. What's in the backpack?
It's also private information.
Gavin?
It's just some stuff I want to show Irene.
Okay, well, don't you two get into too much trouble while I'm gone, okay?
Wait, where are you going?
I'm headed to the market to pick up a few things for Christmas Eve dinner. Let's go.
Irene looks out a window in her house. She sees Julie drive off.
Coast is clear.
Great!
Let's see what you got.
I got some cool stuff.
She and Gavin open a bag. A car drives past a row of businesses.
Yeah, uh-huh. Wait, how can there be a weather delay when the flight's almost here? Yeah, no, I understand. Could you just tell me where they're landing? Where? Okay, thank you.
Julie hangs up her phone.
Buen appetito.
Peter picks up his.
Hey, what's the word?
Peter, hi. We have a little bit of a hiccup.
What's going on?
Well, apparently there's a lightning storm and the plane got rerouted to another airport.
Oh, well, could have been worse.
I know. I just really wanted to get him here before dinner and I still have all this grocery shopping to do. And they're landing like 2 hours away, so.
He checks his watch.
I'll go.
Really?
Absolutely.
But don't you still have that dinner with all your friends?
They'll understand. Besides, this is way more important.
Are you sure?
Positive. Just text me where I'm going and I'll be there.
Okay. Oh, and Peter.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Happy to help.
All right. Bye.
Julie hangs up her phone. Irene stands in her kitchen.
Irene, it smells fantastic in here.
Turkey's in the oven. Did you find everything okay?
Well, it was a bit of a madhouse out there, but I think we are good.
Thank you.
Oh, it's the least I could do.
No, I mean, thank you for being here, for being a part of my life. You know, without Miles here, this Christmas was going to be really lonely for me, but you and Gavin and I know we're not family. But I am so blessed to get to know you all.
Julie and Irene hug.
Oh. I'm just helping Nadine with some work stuff.
Oh.
Julie sends Peter a message that reads, "Dinner almost ready.
How can I help you?"
Well, I have everything covered here. But if you want to set the table before we change, all the Christmas china's there. You can do that.
On it.
Exterior of Irene's house at night. Julie puts food out on the dining table. She sends Peter a message that reads, ETA? She goes out on the front porch and dials her phone.
Hello, you've reached Peter. I can't take your call right now. Leave a message.
She goes back inside.
Mom.
Yeah. What do you have there?
It's for you.
Really? Should we put it under the tree?
Open it.
Maybe we should wait until tomorrow, and then we can open all our presents together.
I don't think one little present on Christmas Eve is gonna hurt anybody.
Okay. Let's see what we have here.
Gavin watches as Julie unwraps the gift. The memory chest has a heart and mom painted on the top.
Wow. Honey.
It's a memory chest.
Did you make this all by yourself?
Irene helped me a little.
Irene smiles and shrugs.
Let's have a look. Okay.
Julie opens the chest. She picks a sand dollar up from it.
That's from when we went camping on the beach.
She smiles at Gavin.
And this is from when we went to the zoo.
She nods.
And that is from our old backyard.
She picks up a bottle of cologne. She opens it and sniffs it.
Irene said when you have a memory chest, you can keep memories forever. That way they're always safe, and you never have to worry about losing them.
Julie looks over at Irene as they both tear up.
Give me a hug.
Gavin and Julie hug.
Do you like it?
Oh, honey, I love it. It is the most thoughtful present I have ever gotten in my life.
Gavin smiles at her.
I love you.
you too.
Irene presses her hands together as she looks on.
Who's that?
I have no idea.
Irene goes to her front door and opens it.
Excuse me, sir. May I help you?
Miles turns around and smiles at her.
No. Miles!
Oh. Merry Christmas, Grandma.
Oh, sweetie. You're here. I don't understand. I don't believe it.
To tell you the truth, I can barely believe it myself.
But I don't understand. You told me that you were gonna... I was brokenhearted. You told me you couldn't come. How did you do this?
Well, I couldn't have done it without my new friends.
You...
Peter waves at Irene. Miles puts his arm around Irene and smiles.
You did this?
Well, I can't take all the credit. I had a really good partner.
Julie and Irene hug. Peter smiles as he looks on.
Oh, my. The food is getting cold. Okay, I'm gonna add 2 plates. Oh, I can't believe this. You look so handsome. My goodness. And now, Gavin, this is my Miles.
Come on. Hey.
Peter walks up to Julie.
Hey, I'll be right back.
Okay.
He stands in the driveway and looks around. Julie comes back with a gift.
What is this?
I wanted to give you an early Christmas present for being so helpful.
But it didn't get you anything.
That's okay.
Should I open it?
Yes.
Open it.
Peter opens the box.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, wow.
I hope you like it.
Did you?
He looks at the clock in the box and up at Julie.
This is beautiful. I can't believe you did this for me.
Julie smiles.
It's perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome. So, do you think you're going to make it to your dinner?
Well, I told them not to wait for me, so I'll just pop in and say hi.
You could always stay here.
Oh, I wouldn't want to intrude.
You just drove 4 hours to make this dinner happen. I mean, the least we can do is ask you to join us. Besides, I think Irene would be very disappointed if I let you go.
Oh, so this is for Irene.
I think it's a mutual decision. Come on.
Okay, yes. Listen.
They walk inside together. Irene sits at the head of the table and talks. Peter and Miles laugh. Gavin chooses food. Irene laughs as Peter talks.